Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everyone. And welcome back to The Shift. It's Dez here. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to all our Shift listeners. I'm just watching my brother Aiden walk out of our hotel room in a robe. It's really not fair. I banished Aiden from the hotel room to have a sauna so I could record an intro to this podcast. And then I did an intro and an outro. And I began to edit. And I realized that I recorded the intro in the wrong format. So anyway, without boring you, I'm on my own here, and I'm in Austria, and it wasn't meant to be this way. I was actually meant to record an intro to this episode with Katie before I left New York, and it didn't happen. Nobody's fault. I was doing shows. She was doing shows. We couldn't get it together. I had to leave New York pretty quick because my friend got married on the 29th of December. One of my best friends, Colin Murray, congratulations. Beautiful wedding. And himself and Siobhan, I'm sure they're having a lovely time. I think they had like a mini moon, and I think that's over. Anyway, I'm sitting here with a scratchy throat and a chest infection, and I'm not complaining because I've been skiing, but I had the most amazing New Year's Eve with some of the Dancing with the Stars pros. And we went some hardcore karaoke, and my throat hasn't really recovered yet. But I didn't want to be doing this intro without Katie because it's our first episode of the year. And I'm doubly frustrated because I already did a great intro and now I'm bloody repeating myself. It's very difficult. It's not fair on you guys because you don't know. This is the only experience that you're having. But I literally just did this and now I'm doing it again. But that's fine. All I'm doing is introing an amazing episode. And Katie's on the app. I'm just doing the intro, you know. And we're going to have a great new year. We're going to have a wonderful new year year together, guys. So there's no reason to take on my frustration, you know. Because, hey, I'm in Kitzbühel in Austria, and I've been skiing all day. So, we're all having a good time, right? We're having a damn good time. And you're going to have an even better time, because Jackie Fabulous is our guest this week. And, ooh, baby, she's filthy. She's a dirty, dirty girl. And she's getting dirty on the episode. And it's good fun, you know? It's one of those LOL eps. You know, sometimes people message me, and they're like, oh my God, shouldn't have listened to the Stephen Mullen episode when I was in the library. You know? Shouldn't have been listening to The Shift when I was on the bus. Well, caution. This is a big laugh out loud app. And Jackie Fabulous, just a semi-finalist on America's Got Talent, got to the semifinal. Her career is exploding over here in the United States. I got to know her recently on a trip to Las Vegas. Myself and Katie sat down with her at the Olive Tree at the Comedy Cellar. To chat to her, first guest of the new year. And, you know, there's not really a big theme other than Jackie decided in the end to live the life that she wanted to live, late in the game, and is just enjoying being, you know, living the life that she wants to live. So, you know, it's really about making sure that you do the things that you want to do. And that's not just, it's not just about relationships, but that comes into it, but it's just about life. And also, just warning, Jackie hits on me a lot. It's kind of a running joke. She wants it to not be a joke, but it's a joke between us, and I'm very comfortable with it. So that's just a heads up. Be aware that there'll be a lot of that. Katie had to leave halfway through this ep. She had a show. It was a hectic Christmas period, you know? And it's over now. So I'm happy, you know? I'm happy the holidays are over. I actually had a pretty good Christmas, despite the fact that, like, it was my first parentless Christmas. I enjoyed it, but I also like, you know, getting back into it. So, needless to say, this is a great ep with Jackie Fabulous. I'm going to go because I'm distracted because I'm trying to think of what I said before. And there's just no need. The episode is great. Enjoy it. I'll be back after the ep. Jackie Fabulous.
Mic check 1, 2. Apple pie out of mode.
Damn.
I'm so excited.
This is great. So this is Jackie Fabulous.
Yeah.
Enjoying a dessert.
Oh.
And the only reason she has a dessert is because when we went to start, I realized I didn't have an SD card.
I stopped sugar or these kind of sugars 2 months ago.
You did?
Yeah.
Katie's here, by the way. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Katie.
I was just thinking,
do Irish people call it apple tart?
I don't know.
Well, it's apple pie, right?
Yeah, apple pie. Yeah.
Yeah, so apple tart back home, I think. Anyway, that's what was going through my head.
The whole time, I think they knew what apple pie was.
No, for me, I was just wondering because I couldn't remember what
Des
I called
calls
it.
Me tart. That's the whole difference.
I don't call you tart. You are one, but I don't point. I don't point it out. You know, they call a tart in Ireland is what? Like a slut.
Oh my God.
Oh, I thought you knew that when you said that.
No, I thought you meant like a saucy sweet treat. No. Take it back.
you take it back?
Yeah.
All right, you're not a tart. We know you're not a tart.
I'm not a tart.
I'm a tart.
Ew.
Well, this is a sex positive podcast, Jackie.
Sex positive. I love that.
That's the modern term for being okay with promiscuity. No, ooh, actually, no. I take it back.
Promiscuity.
I take it back. It's just basically it's anti shame.
Either am
I. It's anti shame.
But we're trying to deal with our shame.
I'm on board because I posted on Facebook recently that I'm like, I know this year. I'm gonna fall in love with many different men.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're allowing yourself to be broad.
Yes, because I've always been like, is he the one? Is he it? And now I'm having fun.
Yeah.
Enjoying this job for the first time ever. And now I'm like, I don't want one. Why can't I have one from different cities, different states, other countries?
Aww.
I want to enjoy this.
That's great.
So let's establish what you're talking about.
All right, here we go.
How long have you been doing comedy?
14 years.
However, this year you had a big break.
Yeah, this is my big year. Biggest year ever, yes.
Because you were a semifinalist on America's Got Talent.
I was. Yay.
It's amazing.
AGT, yes.
So
that
I'm sure some of our listeners have seen those those Facebook clips show up.
Everywhere.
AGT.
Uh-huh.
How was that? I mean, I know we said we're going to talk about sex, but
it was wonderful. I felt love. I felt wanted.
And you felt, you didn't ever feel like you were in the middle of a cattle call, sort of like.
No, because I didn't. That wasn't, the way I got on. If you're a comedian in L.A. and you're I'm an established comedian in L.A. They all know who I am. So the show contacted me. So I'm like, okay, I'll come down there. But it's a reality show. I still have the whole stigma about reality. But when I did it, whatever you guys saw, the first show was my first audition. I didn't have any auditions.
Right.
So I went on and did it. And they liked me. I just gave them what I gave them what I know always works, and that would work.
That's great.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's
lucky.
Great.
What were the comments in the first one?
The first one was everything wonderful, all things gushing. And Simon got out of his chair and said, I want to kiss you.
Really? That's inappropriate.
That's all right. Got up out of his chair, came on stage, and hugged me and kissed me. He asked permission, though.
But did you did you stick your tongue in his mouth?
I wanted to because I know he's not married. But I didn't. So I had the best experience from America's Got Talent.
And now you're touring all over. You're doing loads of tickets.
Calendar is full.
So which is interesting that you're thinking about. So let's analyze this a little bit.
Let's do it while I eat.
So what was it, just that you were looking for love before, that you weren't allowing yourself to have fun, or actually was there part of you that thought you shouldn't be doing that?
I felt a pressure to either try and become an established comic and get a TV show or find a boyfriend. And I'm like, why can't I do both at the same time? Or why can't
I don't have a lot of boyfriends? Well,
100%.
But what I'm saying is, like, why? I'm talking about sort of like your thinking before. I know you were saying, I want to fall in love and all that. But, like, how was it that at another time in your life you weren't thinking, like, I'll play the field?
Because I always, before entertainment, I always had this thing of, and my family helped me have my girlfriend that I grew up with. They're like, the whole purpose of being a girl is find a man, get married, have a kid, get some pets, get a house, and then be quiet. And you're done. In my world growing up, that is the epitome of success. Get a man, get married, and you're done. And I was married for less than a year. I hated it. He and I were together for 10 years. I'm like, I divorced him. We got married in Vegas. I left him after almost a year after getting married because he wasn't it. So something somewhere clicked.
So
where
was,
I'm like,
was the marriage on a
no,
whim?
No, we were together for 10 years. And I moved to L.A. after New York on a whim. And he followed me. It was very romantic. And he's like, should we get married? I'm like, yeah, let's just get married. So I married him out of, like, why not? We get together all this time.
Yeah.
And then we got married in Vegas, and I realized I don't want him anymore, and I divorced him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I did all myself, all my job. I had an immigration law firm job, did my divorce, all my lunch breaks, and divorced him.
And this is before comedy, or you moved to L.A.
This was in 2000.
What made you?
I became a comedian 14 years ago. Prior to that, I was all these very high-paying jobs. I had boyfriends, but I was always bored. Still felt lonely and unsatisfied because whatever it was about me, I wasn't happy. I had the outside, so I had a good job, good guys, but I was always bored. When I started stand up, I remember I had a hot guy, an army sergeant, and I would be like, I'll come see you after my shows. And that was when we had our first problems. Because I would rather perform.
She's always talking about that.
And see him after. And he was like, why can't you see me beforehand? You're not getting paid. Shows don't matter. I'm like, I'd rather do stand up. And see you when I'm done. And when you go through men who are like, I don't want, why are you picking that before me? That's how I knew this is not what I want to do. I want to be a comic first.
Yeah.
Worry about men afterwards.
Yeah. Well, ideally, hopefully, you'll meet a man who's okay with that, but it's rare.
You got to go through them. You got to
Test them out.
You got to test them out.
So can we jump back a bit? Because actually, I was a bit curious. We were talking the other night.
Okay.
So you grew up in the Bronx, right?
I'm sorry, I have pie here.
Yeah, ice cream in your mouth.
Born and raised in the Bronx.
Which neighborhood?
Where's my name in neighborhood? It's Gun Hill on the 5 to Dyer train.
Oh, yeah.
I went to Catholic school 20 years, and I moved to L.A. in 2000 when I was 30 years old.
But you grew up in the Bronx. You have, like, a middle-class upbringing?
Middle working class. Mother and father always had a job, lived in a nice house, a row house, the attached homes. Always had a car, private school, so they worked very hard to make sure that I was always.
So you didn't have like a tough Bronx upbringing?
No, not tough at all.
Even though you grew up in the Bronx, you grew up in a time where the Bronx wasn't as.
I grew up when it was all hip hop and horrible trains and crime, but I was always sheltered because I had a married family.
And you were pretty north, right? You were kind of like a little bit north of the chaos.
All the way north.
Yeah.
But hip hop began where I'm from, like in the South Bronx, the high part of the Bronx, but. I had very strict immigrant parents that were like, when the sun goes down.
Oh, your parents are immigrants?
Jamaicans.
Oh, Jamaicans, yeah.
So their whole thing is that when the sun goes down, you need to already be in the house. I had very strict, watch me all the time parents. That changed the whole game. I wasn't allowed to be promiscuous or fuck guys until I was, 18. They didn't know about it. They still don't know about it. When I was a teenager, they wouldn't let me talk to a boy, have a boy near me. They were very strict about
that. Oh, really?
Yeah.
But not in a religious sense, just in a cultural sense.
No, just my mom was like, all guys are dogs.
Yeah.
Well, they're from Jamaica. I mean, it's...
No, they were just, they hated, my mother hated guys all the time. But I realize now, because of what they went through. My father was a player, kind of. No one talks about it, but I know for a fact. My aunt was going to get married to a guy who already had a wife. They have a very untrustworthy thing when it comes to men. And I grew up where boys are cute. I wanted to date them all. And they could tell that I had a boy crazy thing where they were like, oh, this is going to be a problem.
Yeah.
But who doesn't?
Yeah, when you're young.
Who doesn't have the hormones raging?
It was raging because I went to school with such cute, funny, charismatic men, boys at the time. And I loved it. But, now I'm still boy crazy and I'm half dead. But I love men so much. You guys are just so adorable.
Can you tell me one more thing before we talk about that?
Yeah. What?
You got busted for gun possession when you were 18.
The guy that I had sex with, I think, almost, I don't even remember now. Because when you're 16, you don't know what's going on. He's somebody that I had a thing with, and he was a bad boy in the neighborhood, all in and out of jail. And I was hanging out with a guy who was a good guy, me and him in his car, his brand new car, at 18, and my girlfriend's in the back seat. He stopped to make his guy friend get in the car, and he made an illegal left turn. And that made the cop pull us over. But his friend who got in the car was all like, oh, shit, I have a gun on me. So his friend hid his gun under the seat, and the cop saw his head disappear from the rearview mirror and realized this seems weird. So the cop made us all get out of the car, searched the car, found a gun. We all got arrested for possession.
Oh, you all got arrested.
Yeah, when you find a car, a gun in the car, you all got to go.
Oh, that's awful.
You figure it out later. You can't be like, that's his. They're like, whoever it belongs to, we're all going in. And I had to snitch against him to get released from jail and have my record expunged. Because that was starting college, like a week after I got arrested.
Damn right you got to snitch on him.
Yeah, I'm like, whoever it is, I'll draw a picture of him. What do you need? I got orientation in 2 weeks. Let's go. So, yeah.
Where'd you go to college?
Oh my gosh.
I went to Iona, and I went to Elizabeth Seton in New Rochelle. It was a 2-year school, and then Iona College for the next 2 years.
Oh, you love them
Catholics. And then City College in Manhattan. So yeah. I had like 6 years to get an associate's degree.
And then you became a lawyer, wasn't it?
And then I got a BA in pre-law.
Wow.
Then I went to law school in LA, but I abandoned that also.
And you started comedy in LA?
Yes. Everything comedy happened in LA.
Nice. So you're very, you know, when we're fucking around and messing around, you're very, you like to joke around about sex and stuff. But.
Because I'm trying to hit on you. That's why.
Yeah. Oh, I'll be gone in like 20
minutes.
And you're
so resistant. My God.
Yeah, you don't have.
I know it'd be this hard to get a white guy. He's so resistant.
We were driving home one time in Vegas, and she was.
And he's always like, "You're so silly." I'm like, "What if I'm serious, man? You're fucking up my self-esteem." He's like, "You're crazy."
You're like, "Have sex with me." He's like,
"No."
Yeah,
she said,
"He's like, that. He's like,
we pulled
silly.
Into the parking lot." She was like, "This is a good blowjob parking lot, right?"
He's
here.
Like, "You're so silly." I'm like, "I'm not joking. You're fucking up my confidence."
But yo, seriously, are you that upfront with guys nowadays?
Yeah.
So you're just like, you see a guy, you're just like.
I'm not crass. I'm still the submissive. I guess submissive one is when I like a guy, I'll be all little, you know, like, you know, the hair toss and the eyelash twinkle. Because I know guys they're scared of aggressive women. Men do not like a girl who's like, so you live nearby? What's up? You on the corner? They hate that. Men do not respond to a woman who goes for it. They like a woman who makes them feel like they're amazing. And I know how to sweet talk a man. I'll be like, your shirt. Oh my God, your eyes. It brings out your eyes.
Oh, so you're
stealing that line.
I do it. Whatever you guys do to us, I do to you. And you fall for it every time.
I'm impervious to your bullshit.
What?
I arm touch.
No, but on a serious note, we've said this on the podcast before, but it was actually in Vegas.
What?
Kathleen Dunbar, another comic. She wasn't with us that weekend, right? No. Kathleen Dunbar said, men always say, I want a woman with a sense of humor, but really, they just want a woman that'll laugh at their jokes.
That's true. Yeah.
So you find that?
Whenever I date guys who are not comics, they're always trying on me all the time.
To make you laugh?
You should try this, or how about that? I'm like, I'm not getting paid right now. Let's relax.
I love it when a woman make me laugh. The problem is that I'm not that easy to make laugh, and sometimes, like...
Oh, we're hard.
You know what I hate? Sometimes people make their fucking jokes, and then they're like, you know, why don't you have a sense of humor? I'm like... No, your fucking jokes are shit.
Yeah. Well, I love how that's the default. You're like a paid comedian, but no, you're the one who doesn't have the sense of humor.
I know, but it's just so frustrating because it's like, yo, your jokes are bad. What do you want me to do?
I have boyfriends to try all the time. Like, you should try this. Or how about that?
Oh, God.
And because I don't want to emasculate him. It's very easy to break a man down. Mm-hmm. So I don't make him feel bad about himself. If they're like, how about this? I'll fake it. There is more faking with a female comedian to a regular guy in the world than there is in a woman in sex overall.
You think so?
I'm faking it all day.
Faking what? Like laughing at his shit?
I'm the funny one. I'm the one that has the gift. They have nothing. I spend all of my time giggling and like, you're so silly. If they're not really funny. And most people aren't. Most people are not funny. They go through life stressed out, worried about what's going to happen next, their bills, their kids. Comedians, we look for funny in everything to avoid real life, if anything, you know. So when I date a guy who knows I'm a professional comic, a lot of the time is spent trying to make me laugh. And I'm always like, I'll just giggle. You got to fake it.
Why don't you tell him to stop? Why don't you just be like, yo, listen, fucking lick my pussy.
If we're together for a while, they'll stop. But my last boyfriend was like, I'm a good writer. I can write
really?
Stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my
See,
God.
See, that would turn me off them. Like, if they are a good writer, fine. But if they're like, when they're like, ugh, trying to...
You know why I didn't leave him? Because he worked in entertainment as a producer for a lot of shows that had comedy premises about them.
Oh, okay.
So
well,
he
then.
Was connected to the, inter- you know, the business.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, he can't be that bad. And he wasn't bad, but he wasn't.
Oh, you weren't staying with him because you wanted to get a. You thought he would eventually be more interesting.
Yeah,
because
I
of
did.
His job.
Because
yeah.
he had a history of knowing comics, but really, this comedian thing, it really is a gift. Like, it's not everyone's going to be able to put a joke together and make you laugh.
And it is a weird thing that when you're a comedian, it does trigger people in a weird way. I think it actually makes
it does.
People
challenge. It challenges
yeah,
them.
Yeah, and they're less themselves. And what they don't realize is they're themselves is more interesting. Mm-hmm. This version of themselves that they're trying to put across to you is not authentic, and it's actually off-putting.
I yeah. have to tell girlfriends when I girlfriends who are not in entertainment. If you go to a party, because they used to love to be like, this is my friend Jackie. She's a comedian.
Oh,
and then
I
the
know,
whole room
I know.
Is on my ass now.
Yeah.
And I had to tell my last girlfriend in L.A., if we go out together, don't tell anybody what I do. Because it's too much pressure on me, and they become obnoxious once they know.
It does happen. It does happen.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not complaining, but it does happen.
It does. And you want to be like, I want to be able to mingle with regular people and have a good time.
Just
and
be
not
normal.
Normal.
Yeah,
but then they hear your comic, and they're like, oh. I have a joke for you, or where are you going to be at next? And it becomes about you.
Yes.
And even if you're not absorbed selfishly by your whole world revolves around you. I'm sorry, I've been drinking. If you're not self-absorbed and narcissistic, where the whole world doesn't have to revolve around you, you want to be able to go into the real world and be normal.
Yep.
But when your title comes out of what you do for a living, they can't be normal. You're still like, I'm gonna be okay. But they're like, no, we have a comedian. I have to perform for her.
But it's also as well that they'll want you to tell them a joke or like, what do you talk? Or what, you know, it's so funny if you say you're a lawyer, they don't come up and ask you for legal advice.
No.
But well, actually, a lot of times they do, though. There's other jobs that have similar annoying
I've never
things.
Like,
if you say you're a physical therapist, say you're a physical therapist.
Okay.
You're a doctor, somebody would have a pain right
here. Yeah.
I would never do that to people. Everybody needs
it's
to
so
go
rude.
To, they need to go to classes to how to be a human. This is mental.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people who are socially not great.
I never tell people I work at a bar. I never tell people at the bar that I do comedy, but then a coworker will come in and go, oh, she's a comedian. And the customer will be like, well, you didn't make me laugh. And I was like,
oh,
no,
I can't stand when they say
laugh.
That. You didn't
that?
Make me laugh.
It's like, I'm bartending
because,
right now.
Because I'm renewing my driver's license.
Yeah. It's like,
that literally happened to me at the DMV.
Really? I'm not at work right now. Stop it.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I'm fucking paying you to fucking renew my license. You're not paying me to make you laugh.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I had a show recently in South Carolina, and the wait staff was in the back like, you're so quiet. I'm like, I didn't get flown here to make you laugh. He was like, why are you so quiet? You really a comedian? They were like, worried. Like, are you going to be able to be okay? We're not laughing. I'm not out here in the middle of bumfuck nowhere to make this wait staff laugh. I'm here for
the
audience.
The funny thing is, if they just shut the fuck up, you would eventually. You're so naturally funny.
If they left me alone, I'd have been killing backstage. Mm-hmm. They kept bugging me and teasing me. I'm like, you know what? Now you get nothing.
Because you are one of the funniest backstage people I've dealt with. It's true.
I'm more fun when I don't have to be.
Yeah, exactly. Because I want to talk to you about your set. You know,
a lot of us are. I get paid for that. That don't involve you.
How old are you? Do you say your
age? Oh, my
age?
God. What?
Well, if you don't want to
say
it.
A lot. I'm 48. 48.
Oh, you're 48. I mean,
yeah, you
it's
look
a
amazing.
It's a stereotype, but, like, can we just say?
You know what? Happiness makes you look young. I'm happy. Look at your face.
No, but you.
You didn't know this before? I thought you did.
You look like 35
at the most. At the most.
The men who hit on me are always like, so, or the whole kind of, that down-talking tone, like, so you know, I'm like, I'm old enough to date you and your baby, you and your son. Then they're like, oh, okay. Happens all the time where men who are my age talk down to me like I'm a 30-something, you know, like horny, lonely girl. And I'm like, no. You live nearby?
Yeah, I'm not looking for a sugar
car? Daddy. Then they're like, hey, wait a minute. You want to go coffee first?
I'll fuck you for free, motherfucker.
Exactly.
You don't know,
like, I don't need coffee. I'm all caffed up. You ready? Then they get scared and run away.
Yeah, well, you gotta find the middle ground, you know?
Only if I want. Here's the thing I realize about women overall. A lot of women of all ages, we can tell when a man is not worth more than a night or an evening. You guys think that we can't tell he's for now. He may be 3 dates in. He might be a blowjob. We can always tell when you guys are not worth the investment. But every now and then, if we hit on you, it's because we know he's a Saturday. He's tonight. That's
but
good.
Are you comfortable with a Saturday? You comfortable with it tonight?
Yes, because first of all, I'm so happy to be busy finally with a full schedule that I want to fit men in after I do what I actually want to do. And when I want to see you, if I see you on a date, I don't have a show, then I'm all yours. If nothing is booked, then I'm present. But if I know I could have had a set and decided, I need to have a life, let me fuck with this guy instead, you better bring it. But that's a very selfish, because normal men don't understand how we have to be on in some way most nights.
But what do you want them to do?
Be interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like at the date?
Yes. You'd be surprised how many people who are not entertainment are very boring to listen to. Because they complain. People are, overall, in my opinion, are very unhappy. They hate their job, hate their family, hate their life. And we might also, but we're also like, but I have a show tonight, so I'll be able to forget about how I hate my life.
Well, you have
for
job satisfaction. You have job satisfaction.
Yeah.
But like in terms of the
most people don't.
Yeah, but I mean like in terms of these dates, if they're not interesting, why don't you just walk out?
I've done that. But I don't go on a date if I don't like him. A lot of girls go on dates for free meals or I'm bored. If I don't feel chemistry when he asks me out, I don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
I don't go out and hope. I don't do the whole, he might grow on me. Like my girlfriend.
Yeah, that's the worst.
My girlfriends irritate me because my girlfriends who are my age are like, because they're so like, I want a husband or a boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. They feel like the body clock is.
So they go out with men and they're like, what I hate when I call a close girlfriend after a date and go, how was the date? And they're like, if you get that, that means he's not it. If you get a pause of I need to hear so right bad. Away. I liked him. It was great. Then yeah. I'm like, good, you'll have fun now. But too many girls go out with guys because, like, I'm just lonely.
But it's also like if you don't like them first date, you're not going to like them fucking 10 years in.
Exactly.
They think they want to give them another
chance.
Grow
on. No, they think hate it. I'm a single. He wants me. And I'm going to try. I have one girlfriend who I love so much. But there's a guy in New York now who's a beautiful specimen of a black guy. But he has no job or career or ambition. But he's beautiful and he loves me. My girlfriends are like, what's the matter with you? He wants you. He loves you. Like, that's enough. And I'm like, I need for it to be more than he wants me. Do I want him? Yeah. And too many girls are like, do you know there's no single men out here? Blah, blah, blah. They give me the stats. I'm like, I don't have time to hang out with a guy that I'm not into.
I've dated guys just because they've liked me so much because it was nice to be like. And then isn't you're like, oh, my God, what am I doing? Yeah.
You're at dinner and like, this guy is making me dry up as I talk to him. You can't go out with men because he likes you.
But, yo, if you're out with this beautiful specimen of black guy, no job, no ambition, what kind of way is he talking to you? What's his thing? What does he talk about?
He'll talk about me. When a guy is broke, I mean, like, can't pay for the Uber to his house, which is $11. These days, I can't. And this guy, this one guy here in New York, he's beyond broke. But he can cook. He's a nice guy. He'll cater to me.
And you don't want to just make him a house husband?
I can't. No. And then I got to pay all the bills myself. I'll resent him. I'll resent him shortly after we get together. I think if a woman dates a guy because she's lonely, but she's paying all the bills, at some point it'll be all about resentment.
I know, but guys do that all the time.
You guys are more, I guess because there's so many girls who are desperate, you guys can have your pick. Where women, I'm like,
I think some women are more inclined to be comfortable with just being like, this guy's rich.
A lot of girls are like, he's here, I'm going to work, he's home. It happens a lot, but I just don't have, my mother and father work my whole life.
Now, have you used this guy at least once?
All the time, but I would go home after. We would make sweet love. It would go great.
And when you're fucking me, you're like, you broke ass motherfucker.
I would never. I don't emasculate, man.
Take that motherfucking poverty ass dick.
The sex is fantastic.
Oh, well, that's
but
good.
He wants the day after together, and I'm like.
Oh, he wants a relationship.
Yeah.
But now, especially now, he must be seeing that AGT, and he's thinking, yeah, this girl can look after him.
I'm like, I can't date you because your life is a mess. You need to get a job and ambition and some goals. And for some reason, he's just kind of like, it doesn't compute with him. It's like,
what does he do all day?
Yeah, why doesn't he have a job?
He's on disability.
Oh, Jay. Right.
He hurt himself on his job and all that. I get the world happens, but I'm like, I can't relate to that.
Yeah.
I relate to work. And at some point, I said to him recently, I'm like, look, if I work, you work. That's the whole, I'm not going to break it down too much. If I work, you work. And he was still like,
How is he young?
No, my age.
Jesus.
My exact age.
Yeah.
But I met him when I was 18. We have a long history.
Wow. That's a long booty call.
But he had a job.
That's a long booty call relationship.
But he had a job for 20 years, and then he got hurt. The job ended. And now he's waiting for checks and getting his... He had his knee replaced recently in a surgery.
Oh, okay.
So did he have insurance?
Yeah, all that's taken care of. But it doesn't involve me. If I get involved, then now he becomes my problem. Where
yes.
If he doesn't eat, it's my
and
problem.
And you don't have that savior thing. Some women like...
No, I don't
want
have the
project.
Savior gene.
Yeah, you don't want a project.
I got a schedule. I got to be on a flight tomorrow. He has a soul, and I'm not going to succumb to his, you know... He's not going to lure me in with his broken knee.
It sounds like he needs a therapist. Maybe he's afraid to go back to work or something.
He is.
Yeah, he needs to do some brain work.
So many men don't do therapy. They think weed is the way to therapy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't have time for him. I will, you know, play with him, but I can't be his girlfriend.
Well, look, he might end up getting a job. This might push him as well to get it.
I said to him in our last text, you need to get your life together. I moved back, but I'm not back for you. Mm-hmm. And he texts back that day. I'll show you. All he said was ha 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 ha.
Tell him that pussy is closed until he gets a job.
What?
The key to this pussy is employment.
Yeah, is those checks.
But he's so beautiful. He's used to girls probably not wanting what I want. I'm like, well, get those girls. You don't need me. But the men always want what the girl who doesn't want them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why
I hate that. I wish it was just easier. Like, you want me, I want you. Great. Yeah. Let's be happy.
He's like, you're giving me a hard time. I must get you. And I'm like, no. Yeah.
You're like his
pro. Well, wish he'd treat a job like that. If he put that work into a job, he'd be sorted.
Chris DeStefano, welcome back.
How you doing?
Hey, Chris.
What's my advice is George Winston Churchill and George Washington. Winston Churchill said, success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It's the courage to continue that counts. Live by that. And then George Washington, what his greatest ability was, is to be able to see things as they were, not as he wishes they were. Those are other good words to live by. And the last words to live by is Trump 2020.
Thank you, Chris DeStefano.
Applies everything.
Who may be next week's guest, actually.
Okay.
I didn't understand a word of that.
Oh, you didn't get it?
No, I did.
But he's a beefcake.
It was Republican,
right? Help jargon. It's fantastic.
He's a nice little beefcake. Would you be down with the little bit
I would, yeah.
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
a
yeah.
wife.
No, he's not. No,
does he not?
No, they're divorced.
Oh, Jesus.
Really? I never had a white guy.
You've never had a white guy?
Never.
Are you kidding me?
Not even a kiss. Nothing.
Not even a kiss
really?
With a white guy?
Jez.
Nothing.
Future right now.
I'm framing you.
Katie.
He doesn't want me. Dad.
I would never force you to have a smooch with any of our guests.
I'll force you.
He doesn't want
but hold on. While I stick my dick in your mouth.
Ooh.
You want that white dick?
You
told me already.
I would have kissed you. See how you ruined it? You guys are gross.
I don't want your fucking apple tart in my mouth.
Okay, on that note, I'm going to go run to my spot.
Oh,
she's
got
to go. She's got to go. All right, Katie. This is a...
Hi, Shifts. Love you.
Shifties.
I was ready to give you a nice kiss. You don't want a kiss?
Listen.
A peck.
You got to make yourself unavailable. You just fucking... You got to live by the words you just said.
Oh, man. You're going to be my first.
Listen, this is making me uncomfortable right now.
Dez, quit your job. Quit your job.
Girl, I just want to sit around and do nothing.
I'm going to get
so you. You've really never been with a white
Vegas?
Guy? You've never been with a white guy?
Never. Nothing.
No, that's
not
amazing.
Even a kiss.
Only black guys.
Only.
No Hispanics, no Chinese.
Nothing.
Wow.
I'm ready to try.
But you told me the other day that you don't have a gag reflex.
I don't.
Yeah, it's wasted on us white guys. You need a challenge.
I have a gag reflex.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, poor thing.
I know, poor for everybody.
But,
you know,
not just me.
Happy for small dick guys. I'm like, oh, this is fine.
This is nothing at all.
Yeah,
talking to him during, and I'm like, what's your birthday? He's like, no challenge at all. No, you're pretty small.
Do you care about that?
No, because I've had really big, and really big does not mean it feels good.
Yeah.
Big just means presence.
Katie's supposed to leave, but she doesn't want to leave now because she's really engaged in our conversation about big...
I love dick talk.
About big dicks.
I had a big dick once, like you.
I had a big dick.
It was the hugest thing.
I wish I could say that. I had a big dick once.
You had a big one.
It was the biggest thing I ever seen. It was so scary. And then I was like, I can't.
How did it feel good?
It didn't feel good. It was too big. It was sore. I was
when it's really big, it hurts.
Yeah.
And coming out, I was like, I'm not having kids. Fuck this. No
when
way.
It's really big. It's all uncomfortable.
Yeah. If a big dick puts you off kids, then you know that dick is too big.
Oh, it was big. Yeah. Oh, that poor man. It looked like his arm. It was like
it's consuming of whatever you had down there, and it's like I want to feel pleasure, but
I got to assume that it's fun before the sex, though. I got to assume it's fun in terms of like playing with it and shit.
Oh yeah, everything's fun before the actual.
No, but yeah, but like I got to think that like there's because obviously I like big breasts. They're fun.
You
to
do.
For the people, she grabbed her breasts.
Like they're enormous.
I like big breasts, but so I gotta.
Do it now while I'm looking.
Jackie,
touch this one. This is the best one.
Touch it.
I'm not touching. No, I'm not.
Why?
Because I'm just not in the mood to touch your breasts
okay,
right now.
Stop. This is attacking him.
If this was the other way around, the only problem is I know right now if I said grab
touch
my dick, she'd be like,
I feel it. Come here.
Okay.
Oh, she's touching it. It's lovely. Oh, I wish I had a photo. You guys, it was magical. It was magical. I'm glad I'm going to be late for myself.
Katie,
all this
is making Katie too high pitched. I can't take
feel
it.
Feel the left one.
Shut up.
Before we go.
I have two.
No, we're not going yet. She's going. We have to talk.
All right, fine.
Okay, well, touch boobs.
I'm trying to make out for you, and he's like, you won't let me. I'm sorry. I'm trying to give you a show before you left.
I would have loved it.
I know, right? We're doing it for you.
Yeah, but this is an audio podcast, not a visual podcast.
It was for me.
They'll drive off to that.
It was the Patreon just for Katie.
Okay.
Bye.
Katie, get out of here.
Bye.
She's showing off in front of you.
Nice to meet you. We'll do it again.
Bye, Katie. You'll be back. We'll do an outro.
How did that feel? Did you enjoy it? What did you feel?
It's a fine breast.
You felt nothing?
I'm in the middle of doing
the
podcast.
It's so juicy and real.
I'm working. I see. You're so into work. I can separate work from pleasure.
Whatever.
It's not an experiential podcast. It's not like a let's have live sexual behavior on the podcast, you know?
The first white guy to touch my boob.
That is amazing.
You're the first one.
I have popped the cherry.
This is adorable.
I have a dream today.
I've never had a white man's hand on my breast before.
This is what he was dreaming about.
This is what the dream was.
Black man and white man.
This is beautiful. No, you joke around. I've never had a white man's hand on my breast before.
I open your legs. I stick my finger in your breast.
You want to?
Oh, no. Are you wet right now?
I probably am.
But I think if it wasn't me, it was the ice cream.
The pie did that, bitch. That was the pie. Oh, hilarious. I'm sobering up now.
Oh, you're sober
now.
I
was slurring the whole time. I don't know what you heard before. I had 9 glasses of wine. Now I feel like I'm more coherent.
But woo! I like the humor, the real freedom sex humor. I can't stand when people are like, oh, their sense of humor is dirty or that material was dirty.
When audiences tell me you were dirty, I'm like, no, I talk about real life.
Real life, man. Yeah. I fucking hate that, man. The more I've indulged in like good sexual material, the more I've been like, this is what I love talking about.
Yeah.
And obviously the audiences love it too. Some people got their hang-ups, they get bent out of shape, but
I think it's Americans. I think America is
worse.
No,
it's Ireland. Ireland is worse.
Really?
Honestly,
they're worse?
It took me a long time. And I guess some of it is me. Some of it is actually me doing their thinking. It took me a long time to break free of their concerns. And you can feel them tightening up.
Interesting.
You can feel them tightening up. But it took me a while to be like, nah, I'm going to own this. And if you own it enough, you'll break through the majority of uptight people.
They'll take you, yeah.
But it took me a while.
Really?
Yeah, but that's what I love. We have a good, like, dirty banter. Me, you, and Mateo were hanging out in Vegas.
Oh, my God.
You know,
we were having fun.
We had him on a podcast a couple of weeks ago. He got paranoid about it a bit, though. He made me take
it
out. I didn't blame him on the episode.
No.
But now that we're not on the episode, he was paranoid about one day.
The thing that me and Mateo would discuss in texting, I'm like, don't you ever tell anybody I said this shit. My career will be over. So, yeah.
I can't believe that a white guy. So you only, it's interesting you've only been with black guys. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's just funny.
And I think overall, I don't mean to be arrogant, I think overall men like me because I am fun to be around and I'm not grotesque. And they're like, I can fuck this girl, but only black guys. White guys, I think they're scared.
But you're a big girl. I am a juicy.
I'm not big.
Yeah, but you're a
juicy woman.
Yeah, you're a whole lot of woman.
Yeah, and a lot of white guys are like, would I be able to please her?
Yeah, I think they're intimidated by that. Yeah, whereas black guys like
they want to jump onto the beanbag. I want to run and start for this. You know what I mean?
A white guy afraid to get lost in you, you know?
Yeah. How big is a beanbag? I'm afraid. I never had a beanbag before, you know. So I get it. I understand. But I'm open now. You know,
it's a pity. I wish we could do the comparison. The older you get,
love is love. You know,
Marina talks a lot about being with white guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I would have loved to have got your
even her. I think Yamanika is like, I don't care. A lot of black girls that I know, friends, are like, I don't care. And I'm like, I wish I don't care now. But
what do you mean you don't care? What?
I don't care. At this point, I want to be in love at some point. Maybe not right now, but in the future.
Yeah.
And whatever that comes in, I'll take it. Because I know people of all races who are dating and married, and they're like, you know what? Humans, we got the same shit. The color fades away after a while. So in the beginning, you're like, do I want a white guy? But when you start dating, you're like, it's the same, like, take out the garbage, your mom is a bitch. Colors don't matter.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
When you start, but you become involved. You know,
I dated a black girl for a while.
And how was it?
It was great. I mean, she was pretty full on. I mean, she's a very interesting person. She had a very tough childhood, but did really well.
Yeah.
Like a miracle, really.
Yeah.
Like a miracle story.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, she was very, like, upfront. And, you know, I don't know if it's, you know, it's probably specific to her, not
when you're
black.
In the dark making love, there's no color.
There's no.
Are your bodies in sync? Then do your thing.
Her ass.
What?
Her ass was amazing. See, black girls just care so much about their ass.
We have a lot of juicy parts to swim in.
Never felt an ass like that in my life.
Really?
Oh God, it was just.
Was it like my boob? What? Dez always thinks that I'm kidding with him. It's adorable.
It's just her ass like a pop out. Yeah, it was the first time I really experienced like
a pop out booty,
like a black ass. Yeah. Like, boom, and she was not big.
But her ass was.
Oh my God! Yeah.
That's probably. I can tell. That's probably hot.
It was like boom, and it was hard too. It wasn't like a lot of fat. It was just like all just.
Wow.
Mm.
Did that intimidate you at all or no?
It didn't intimidate.
No, you were like, yeah.
Crack that motherfucker open.
I poached that bitch like an egg. Eggs Benedict on you, bitch.
But other than that, there was no difference. Obviously, black girls have great lips, you know? I mean,
yeah,
I know it's like
do.
A racial stereotype, but it actually feels like
no,
a black girl's lips feel great.
I wanted you to kiss me for the podcast.
Come on, you stop personalizing it. But no.
Dez, you're a man. I'm sorry.
Honestly, your lips are so big, I feel like my face would just get lost. I'd be like, where's Dez?
And you would love it. You're like, I don't want a compass. I want to be lost in this bitch.
Fucking Venus flytrap in that face.
I'm just saying. That's my appeal. Red lips. Your whole face is red. What the fuck is that? Are you bleeding? No, it's lipstick.
No, it's just lipstick. My whole forehead is covered in her top lip.
She went in for it, guys. I just wanted it on the cheek.
Why do you have a ring around your esophagus? That's where her bottom lip was.
She took my whole head in.
Yeah.
I just wanted it on the cheek.
She literally gave my head a blowjob. It was the most amazing thing ever. But,
it's a blessing.
But
thank
I had
you,
like
God.
When I was younger, I had like a half an afro, like a half afro. So you, I'm like, I feel like I'm like a.
Is your hair curly naturally?
Yeah. I'm like a bridge between a white guy and a black
guy.
You look
cute with a full curly head of hair.
I could. I don't have pictures on me now, but I had a proper. I call it.
Why
the
do you fade it out?
I call
now?
It the half afro.
Why do you fade it out?
No, what happened was my hair relaxed quite a bit. It's not half as froey as it used to be. It's still fuzzy, but
yeah.
I like a fade. That's the current.
Oh, it's cute on you.
That's the current.
That's
current
your thing. It's your brand right now.
The current style.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, going gray was a positive for me.
Oh yeah, it matches your complexion and your whole persona.
Yeah. Well,
salt and pepper, distinguished.
Yeah, but that's what you see me as. But that only happened afterwards.
I saw a picture of you on a wall. Was it here or some club in the past? A full head of hair, black. Right? Wasn't it?
Dark, yeah, that darker hair, that picture.
I like you better this way.
Yeah, I prefer the gray me.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been lucky.
Yeah.
Doing a little Benjamin Button action. You know?
How old are you?
44.
You're not that young. I thought you were in your late 30s.
No, I'm 44.
Okay,
yeah, no,
I believe
no.
you.
Oh, yeah. Born in 1975.
Okay, all right.
No, I just didn't know that. I didn't know if you were 48 or not.
I am 48, all 48.
So that's it. I mean, I really don't need any more from you, but.
Where this is a wrap, but thank you for coming.
No, okay. No. It's not. It doesn't have to be a wrap if you want to.
Have me again in a few weeks, and I won't drink.
Well, I thought you were great.
I can hear myself slurring words like woo. They're gonna be like,
if you hadn't said anything, they would have been just like, that's her voice.
No, I'm more clearer than that, more coherent. I sounded like she's having a great Wednesday.
Let me ask you a couple of just like life questions, out of my own curiosity.
Yes.
And if any of them are like inappropriate,
you want to make out? Yes.
You went to Catholic school in the Bronx, but was it like mixed?
Everybody, Puerto Ricans, white people, it was every
what
race
was
together.
It?
Holy Rosary and then Monsignor Scanlon.
So you went to Monsignor Scanlon?
Yeah.
It was co-ed then?
Yeah.
It was always co-ed?
When I was there, from first grade to 12th grade, Catholic school. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. And you're 48?
Is it not co-ed now?
You're 48. My cousin is Dennis Palazzola.
I don't know who that is.
He was in your school, but I feel like you guys were... Hey, Modi. How you doing, man? Sorry, I have a handful of batteries.
Have a good night.
That's Modi, who actually helped me get into my apartment.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, my cousin would have been close to you, though. But anyway, he went to Scanlon.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah. So, you grew up. So, you didn't really grow up in any of the hectic Bronx. But you, like,
it was near me, but my family kept it from me.
And you had no touch with it?
No. No crime. No, thank God.
And
nothing.
All your young relationships were just like normal enough? No crime?
I didn't have a boyfriend or sex until I was 17.
Oh, really? You didn't even have a boyfriend before that?
No. I'm a tomboy. I have a lot of male energy, so I love hanging around boys most because I don't have the whole you got to be cute, pressure on you. So most of my friends in elementary and high school were boys.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And that wasn't like you
I
didn't?
Get along better with men now, even now, because I like being silly. And too many girls, in my opinion, are more worried about why am I single? How do I look? I have the same hangouts, but I know how to do that after the fun part. I'd rather have fun and worry about that stuff afterwards.
But you have a core group of female friends, though, right?
A small, not really. And now I'm trying to build some here at the Cellar, female comedians. But overall, it's really just me.
But Yamanika's good fun.
I love Yamanika. But she got a boyfriend now, and our schedules
too.
Are never together. But when I do hang out with her, we are in sync. We're very in sync.
Yeah, yeah,
we're
yeah.
more like, we're both like, look, we have one life. This is how I feel. If you don't like it, fuck you. So I like her for that reason.
Yeah, and well, here at least you have the freedom to just
and
let
here
it
you
out.
Be, and
I
here
mean,
we
it is bad. I mean, without getting too heavy, it is bad that a lot of times women feel like they can't let that funny side of themselves out.
And whenever I'm that raw, I'm the funniest. Like last night, I had a set here midnight, and I was at no material. I just riffed it and what's going on in my life right now, and the audiences were like they were like couldn't hold it together. Whenever I work through how I feel, I get the best response.
Yeah, well, that's why
the women are like, this is how I really am.
That's why Chappelle is the best, and that's why Richard Pryor
Your
was
real
the
shit.
Best.
Real
because
shit
they were
does
talking
the best.
About the real stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm working now to. My real stuff needs to be who I really am. When I want to do a special soon, and I got to bring the real me out there to be undeniable.
So who's the real you? What stuff were you working out last night?
Last night I was talking about how I'm 48 and I've been shying away from men that age because that grossed me out because they always got medical problems where men who are in their 40s, they're like, I got gout. I have high blood pressure.
I have bulge disc.
I have a bad ankle, bad knee. I'm like, how are we gonna fuck? We're gonna pray together? And that's been my life. I swear to God. See, it works.
I love it.
I'm complaining and it's working.
Yeah,
it's
but
true.
It's not true though, right? It's
dead true. 100%.
Of course it's true that these guys have ailments. I'm just over a terrible back problem.
See?
I was having a thing with a woman during my bad back time.
Uh-huh.
And I had to say, like, bro, yo, take it easy.
See? I say to men.
She kept saying to me, "Are you okay?" She was like, "You're making these faces." I was like, "Yeah, because I'm in fucking pain."
I tell guys in the audience, I'm like, "If you're in your 20s and 30s, take care of yourself. So when I get you, you're not like, hey, take it easy. I got a bad back."
But we got to stretch first.
Exactly.
So you want to do, yo? But
I need a banana.
Have you ever been with a guy that gets cramp when he's doing doggy?
Yep. And I had a joke. Was it here or VU? where now if a guy gets a cramp, your diet is over. Go find your panties, go get your phone, and call an Uber. Well, years ago, a cramp meant just give me a minute. But now a cramp means the night is finished.
Stretch that shit
I
out.
I can't come back.
But there are certain positions that you're prone to cramp. Like, for some reason, sometimes doggy, your calves can cramp
yes,
up.
Yes, because your legs and knees are trying to stay locked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To please her. And then your hammy gives you, and you're like, nope, stop. Whenever we're like, whenever we feel it going really great, and then we feel nothing, we're like, you all right? We know you guys are cramping. When the movement stops, it's because he's got to get cramped.
Yeah, well, you got to change positions. If the doggy cramps start.
Yeah.
I remember one time I was in doggy and I fucking cramped up. But right at the time that I cramped up, she was like, don't stop. I'm going to come.
That is when it feels the best. When you were about to have a fucking arthritic coma come across your bottom half of your body, we're about to come.
Yeah.
Whenever we are saying, please don't come, you're like, I'm going to faint if I don't stop right now.
Oh, yeah.
Hi. Sorry. It's okay.
I'm just talking dirty here.
You're correct.
Because, by the way, I never told the listener we're at the Olive Tree. I'll tell them in advance anyway. But, yeah, no, that's true. I remember I just had to live through the cramp. Then she came, and then I got that leg out. She's, like, sitting there in a post leg. She's like, you got to stretch out my calf here.
I need you to rub my ham.
Yeah, yeah.
Hammy.
Yeah, my hammy. My hammy's tightened up, man.
I have no feeling in my left leg. I'm glad you came, though.
There's nothing worse, man. There's such an unsexy feeling when your back is out and you're trying to fucking have a date. She's like, what's the matter?
And she's on the bed where her legs are ankles by the headboard. And you're like, oh. She's ready, but I got a spasm. It's called getting older.
And then another time, I had this, like, wild session. Then the next morning, I fucking had a stiff neck. I was like, we gotta take it easy. We got to take it easy, man.
The more you do it, the more you know what your limitations are. You're like, hey, we had a great night last night, but...
I know, but I've dated a few young women, and they love making fun of me for being old. I'm like...
It's cute. It's fun.
Yeah, but it's like, keep making fun of me for being old, bitch. I'm winning. You're fucking in your 20s, and somehow we're together, so fucking make fun of... What do you do with the fucking old guy?
I got you, bitch, right?
What do you do with the old guy?
Exactly. What happened to your choices? Why are you with the old guy? Hilarious.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll make fun of them all you want. You're making fun of the motherfucker you're fucking. Hello?
You picked me.
Well, who knows what. We'll have to interview. I'll have to get somebody on who can talk about the dynamics of why some younger women like older guys.
Or I like younger guys. The last three men I've been with have been either 5 years or 10 years or... What's the last guy? 12 years younger than me.
Oh, 12 years? Did you get any judgment?
No.
Yeah, damn right. I think it's great. I never understand why more women don't go for the flip around.
You want the guy who has energy and who can stay up.
And you
want
to rub that, you know, you want to rub that tight body.
Oh, my God.
You don't want to fucking feel that, like,
when
the loose
awake,
the loose skin, you know?
They could watch a movie and not be out by the credits.
But I was never like, honestly, since I'm a child,
yeah.
I've never been a late night guy. I've been falling asleep since my first girlfriend.
At what time?
After 9, I'm not making it to the end of the movie. It's just the way I am. I remember one time I was 14, I was at my girlfriend's house, such a long time. It was like 1989, 1990. And I fucking, you know, we're sitting there with our family watching TV, and I fell asleep on the couch. And next thing, you know, when you're asleep and you fart, and like the whole fucking family hurt. It's so embarrassing. I've been falling asleep in front of the TV my whole life. So that has nothing to do with age.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I think, like, I got all these thoughts that as women get more empowered and women get more free, that I think maybe, and I could be wrong,
yeah,
that some of the supposedly male behavior around sex might actually have to do with power and liberation. I think more women will go for younger guys when they realize that that's okay.
Yes, and young guys hit on me. Older guys don't.
Oh, really?
Young guys are like, because I think I'm fun to be around. I want to enjoy my life, whatever age I am. So young guys gravitate towards me because they're like, you seem fun. Let's see if you really are. And I have more fun with guys who are younger than me. I'm not even looking for them. They hit on me. Men who are 45 and up, they don't come near me because, number one, they're not single anyway. They got a girlfriend or wife to begin with.
Yeah.
Or they're probably like, she probably wants to get married.
Cause you guys
assume, I want a house. And I'm like, no, I want a hotel night. And we'll have a great night. But That's conditioning. It's all society. You know?
Well, what about this? This is the last thing. This is just, you know, pub talk, okay. Dinner party talk.
All right.
Do you think as women get more free and powerful and busy,
yes,
like you,
busy.
Very career oriented, that they might be more inclined to start looking for purchased sexual encounters?
I have girlfriend. I had one girlfriend who I was complaining to her, like, I haven't had sex in a long time. What do I do? And she told me she knew a guy who was a masseuse. And he did give you professional massages, but he also gave you extra, but you had to know the language and the code. So I know women who do it. I've never done it before. Am I open to it? If I pay you, when I tell you that you can't, you better not get a cramp, you better not get tired. But I've never done it. I might.
But would you go for a...
I would try it. Because
I think there's going to be a growth in the happy ending massage for women. Not fucking.
I've never had it.
But just.
But I can do it myself, though. I know how to do my right hand real quick. Right, Adrian? We could all, happy endings are growing with women.
Adrian, I believe another person I want on the podcast.
I never had one, have you?
No.
What are we talking about, happy ending massage?
Have I ever had one? No, I never had one.
He said it's happening more now. Women are buying
I'm saying
that
I think that that's going to be a thing that's going to grow as women.
But we don't need to. I know how to do it with my right hand in minutes.
I just like my vibrator.
There actually, hold that for a sec while you're here.
We know how to get it done quickly.
You got to go to a spot?
Yeah.
Well, this is Adrian Appalucci, who we're hoping to have in the podcast.
So amazing.
Hoping
to
have
I know. For some reason, it sounded like I was introducing you to her, but I was really introducing you to our audience.
You're introducing me to you?
You got to have her. She's amazing at talking about stuff.
I've tried to have you on before.
We just never linked up.
Yeah,
it's all about schedules.
In April, in the spring when I'm back, we'll definitely do that.
Yeah, for sure.
And actually, while we're here, The Degenerates is coming out in a couple of days. Degenerates on Netflix. Adrian Appalucci will be on there.
I'm looking forward to all the nasty messages.
Oh, my God. I want to hear your set above anybody else.
Uh-huh, it's going to be great.
So fucking much. Shocking.
Thank you so much.
Let her go do her set now.
Go do your set.
All right. I'll see you guys later.
Thank
happy
you,
Adrian. Happy New Year.
That's the fun thing about recording at the Cellar.
I know. Right here, everybody walks by. Hey, Chappelle.
Yeah, right? As if.
You're not doing nothing.
Well, Hasan Minhaj walked by the other day, but I fucking hadn't pressed record yet.
Oh.
But anyway, yeah, no, that's just like a funny thing that I bring up from time to time, like happy ending massage for women. I mean, I have a joke on my show. I say, you know, people say, how come women don't have happy ending massage? I say, well, masseuse has the time. But that's just a dumb joke. But,
that's funny. I like that.
But I wouldn't see why not. You know, so say you're like a 50-year-old woman, high fucking sex drive. And
if
like,
I had a male masseuse, I would do happy ending massage. I'm not against girls for sexual reasons.
No, I'm talking about a male masseuse who gives you a good massage, and then at the end,
he
just gives you a light touch.
If
and
he's
just,
cute,
just gets you off.
My last masseuse.
Do you think you could get off real easy with a stranger like that?
Yes, I do. With a guy, and I'm already naked and oiled up and relaxed.
Yeah. Because I do not understand how that's not more of a thing.
It should be. You're already spread open. Your clit is right there.
Yeah, boom.
If you know where to get your hand or not, it doesn't get messy. It wouldn't take long.
I've talked to some women that have said that, like, sometimes when they're getting the massage, they get to a state where they're so comfortable and so horny that they almost wish that the guy would
initiate it.
Yeah.
But you know what? The one time I had a black male masseuse, he massaged me, but then when that was done, he asked me out. And I felt awkward because of that. I was like, so what are you just watching my naked body? It builds up and, like, I felt awkward. Now I might be more loose, but then I was kind of like,
well, that's fair enough. It is inappropriate.
It felt weird. Yeah, it was inappropriate. You know, I'd rather before we start figure out the code. I need a code like crib sheet. What are the code words to be like? If I move my left leg to the left, then go ahead and finish me off. I don't know what the world is, but I'm curious. I would try it.
Yeah, I don't know how much it exists. I know it exists a bit.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm really thinking about
if
starting.
If you find out, let me know.
I'm thinking about starting a business. You know, just getting like all these young guys in their 20s be like, listen, this has to be a fucking great massage. And then at the end, you got to make them fucking explode.
And I want a fat tip, bitch.
Yeah, but it's got to be legal. I ain't doing any illegal
shit. No,
but I
want to
pimp out these fucking young guys. All these young, there's some good looking young comics that can't make any money.
So broke all the time.
Yeah, I'm like, listen, you this is you're going to get into. You're going to do a practice session on Jackie Fabulous. That's for free, no tip. And then if you get Jackie off, you're going into the field.
Hilarious.
All right, you want to get on with your life?
What time is it?
What's your Instagram?
My show, at Jackie Fabulous.
At Jackie Fabulous.
Yep.
J-A-C-K-I-E.
F-A-B-U-L-O-U-S.
At Jackie Fabulous. Check out all her clips and shit on YouTube.
Hey, guys. He'll be my first white man kiss on the mouth.
It's not happening, Jackie.
Why not?
It's inappropriate.
For what? You don't. I don't work for you. You don't work for me.
It's we're colleagues.
Oh, fuck that.
I'm going to have to go to HR.
Fuck this podcast.
I'm going to HR about your aggressive
gonna go to
behavior.
Esty be like, you better kiss that bitch.
I'll make it a complaint. So if it was the other way around.
She'd be guys banned from the club.
Guys love saying that nowadays. If it was the other way around.
How would you like it if I would love it. I'm being a pussy and let's do it.
I pulled up a comic here.
Just really?
Like, I'm not mentioning any
names.
Yeah,
of course, I get it.
But like every time I met her, she would make a comment about my physical appearance, which was fine. Yeah. You have a bit of laugh. But then one night, I'm fucking paying the bill.
She's trying to fuck.
Yeah, well, she was flirting for sure.
Yeah.
But I wasn't into it.
Yeah.
But I don't care. Yeah. You know, I'm not going to fucking try to, you know, I'm fine with it. And I'm not saying that women who have found that difficult in the past should have been fine with it. But
yeah.
What I'm saying is, for me, it's not a problem.
Yeah.
But anyway, she, one time I'm paying the bill. She's with somebody else. And she makes a comment about my ass. She was like, damn, Des, you got to do some squats. And I just, you know, the other one laughed. And I just was like, wait a minute. Because this was post Me Too.
Yeah.
I was just like, I don't really care that much. But can we just, because the point I really wanted to make is sometimes it can go too far if we stop all this. Because it actually is fun, some
yeah.
of it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I did say, listen, you can't be fucking making comments about my ass.
But you still got to have an appropriate behavior about you.
Yeah, but you can't be making comments about my ass. But really, I didn't care.
Yeah.
But I was happy to make the point. Because
yeah.
funnily enough, this person had made a complaint against somebody else, by the way, just for the record.
You taught her a lesson.
Well, I just wanted to make the point that, like, hey, you know, sometimes it's all right, you know, like,
yeah.
And by the way, I'm not suggesting that like men's inappropriate comments to women are okay, but at the same time, if this goes too far, it gets to be a pretty sanitary place.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I agree. Sanitary like, isn't boring or
boring.
Hospital, yeah. Entertainment is built on harassment on some level.
Well, I'm not encouraging harassment,
no, I know
but
what
I
you
just
mean.
Think that I just think low-level flirting is not a problem. Now, I know it's hard to know when is it right and when is it wrong, but...
No, low-level is like, hey, you really doing that shirt today. That's low-level. But
yeah.
then it goes to, but your body inside that shirt, then it becomes like, hey...
Yeah, it's too much.
It's too much. I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and I know that guys have gone too far historically, so I'm not suggesting that I don't think that.
Yeah.
But I also do think that I would hate a situation where, like, all flirtation is dead.
I agree, because I've had 9-to-5 job. I'm like, if you couldn't flirt at your job, why would you stay there?
Like, is it, yeah, it'd be boring.
Yeah, like, this job is the worst. If I can't flirt.
Yeah, what else do I got?
Yeah, what else do I got? I don't care about the company. Exactly.
All right, let's go.
All right.
That was quite thorough.
JackieFabulous.com.
Oh, that's your website?
Yes.
JackieFabulous.com.
Yep.
We'll try to get you over to Ireland.
Let's do it. Hey.
There's more Irish listeners on this podcast than American.
Hey, I want to come to Ireland and do some shows. So let's make
actually,
that
I'm gonna,
happen.
I'm going to try to get you at one of the festivals this year.
Oh, thank you. Dez.
Right.
I'm going to sleep with Dez, guys.
Peace.
Bye.
So thanks, guys, for listening. Don't forget to add Katie at Katie Boyle Comic on Instagram. Add Jackie Fabulous. As she said it. I can't remember it because I have to go back and edit it. I'm at Des Bishop. Come see my show, Mia Mama. A lot of shows sold out already. Bigger venues not sold out, though. Wexford, Cork, Limerick. Tickets left. Some other spots, too, that I can't remember. It's going to be a good show. First night, January 11th in Ashbourne. And I can't wait to get it going. New departure in my life. So that's it, guys. You know, give us a review. Give us 5 stars on iTunes if you haven't. Take an old screenshot when you listen on Spotify. Tell people that the podcast for 2020 is The Shift. And we'll get this thing going. Going to be a lot of hot eps, a lot of fun eps, a lot of laughs, a lot of tears, a lot of aha, a lot of enlightening material as we take The Shift into year 2. Kate will be back next week, even though she was here anyway. Just she's not with me now. And I look forward to chatting to you guys soon. I love you all. Good day.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.